KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. If you didn't know that there's a troll market underneath the East Tower of the Brooklyn Bridge, you need to brush up on your monstrosities with the help of Guillermo del Toro's hugely inventive and smashingly beautiful Hellboy 2, The Golden Army. Like the first Hellboy feature 4 years ago, this film stars Ron Perlman as the cigar-puffing do-gooder who was born a demon but wants to fit in as a human being. In that previous episode, Hellboy battled a mad monk plus hordes of tentacled, egg-laying creatures that had infested our society. Now he's our bulwark against an indestructible robot army that waits to be released from the bowels of the earth. While it waits, the movie trots out the most spectacular assortment of life forms since Star Wars opened its cantina. Hellboy is best savored as a bestiary. One that includes an eyeless angel of death, a legless Bethmura goblin, who's a long way from Glaucomora, and some extremely unpleasant tooth fairies who feed on calcium. Hellboy is accompanied once again by Doug Jones's aquatic empath Abe and Selma Blair's melancholy pyrokinetic Liz. She keeps trying with mixed results not to set herself on fire. Meet Dave stars Eddie Murphy as a human-sized spaceship, a vessel built in the image of its teeny-tiny captain, who's played by Eddie Murphy, too. What's the logic of that? The logic is that the whole expensive movie was built in the image of Eddie Murphy, a still-talented star who still commands king's ransoms to make comedies that still attract loyal audiences, no matter how arbitrary, erratic, perfunctory, illogical, ramshackle, or grotesque those movies may be. This new one is only some of the above. It's dumbfoundingly erratic for the most part, but very funny from time to time, especially when Eddie Murphy and the pseudo-person of the spaceship tries to imitate Earthling behavior. That means learning to walk the walk, though Vincent D'Onofrio did a wilder version as a discombobulated alien in Men in Black. Talk the talk, calibrating the right pitch is as much of a problem as finding the right words, and eat the eat. Meatloaf, which the spaceship's database confuses with the singer Meatloaf, and then hot dogs, 85 of which the spaceship consumes while posing as a contestant in a Manhattan street fair. Above all, it means that the puppeteer orchestrating these behaviors, the pompous, pedantic captain inside the strutting machine, must learn to navigate the bafflements of earthling emotions, starting and ending with love. Brian Robbins directed from a script by Rob Greenberg and Bill Corbett. Elizabeth Banks plays an earthling who becomes the object of the captain's love. She's likable and attractive, even though she's awfully earnest. Gabrielle Union, as the ship's culture officer, isn't earnest at all. She's dynamic and increasingly alluring as she, like the captain and the rest of the teeny-tiny crew, takes on the most alien behaviors of the host planet. When certain members of the crew abandon ship for terra firma, Meet Dave changes radically. Neither for the better or worse, since those terms don't really apply, and the whole dramatic contraption self-destructs well before the end of its 90-minute running time. Yet the spectacle is never boring. Mega-budget grotesque is an art form all its own. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. I'll be back on KCRW next week with a review of the new Batman movie, The Dark Knight.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.